somewhere along in here, I started hunting with Tom Boyd. I did some work for him, and he gave me a tip that was just the right amount to buy a Mexican hunting license. And he said you can do anything with it, but that's enough to buy a Mexican hunting license. So I bought a Mexican hunting license and started hunting with him. And he had German Shorthair Pointer Rambler Rebel. And he was really a good dog, and I learned to hunt with a pointer. And so I saw some German Shorthairs advertised in the paper one time up at San Marcos. And Heather and Blaine and Nancy and I went up there just to look at the dogs. And Blaine found this one, and he wouldn't turn loose of it. That was turned out to be Cayenne Pepper. And she was a good dog. She was a big bitch. She was big as most, or bigger than a lot of dogs. But she had such a nice disposition. She just loved everybody, and she thought everybody ought to love her. And I was probably the only person in the world that mistreated her. And she loved everybody. But she had a habit of trying to eat everything she could find. One time, Blaine took her for a walk down around the bay before the Highlands Park was built in there, and she found a fish hook with some bait on it. She ate that and swallowed the hook, of course. And then they came back up here to show me, and I got a hold of one end of the leader and tried to pull it up. Well, when it got up into her throat, coming back, well, she started gagging and coughing and bit down and cut the leader so the hook went down into her stomach. I watched her stool very closely for some time to see if there was any blood in it. And one day, it was 3 or 4 days later, that hook came out, was in her stool, and it was shiny. It was just as clean as it could be. And no blood. So we were very lucky that she didn't bleed internally. She was a good old gal. She stayed out in the kennel in the backyard while I was away at work. And when I would come home, then I would go outside and take her out of the kennel and do a few things. And she would go out into the garden with me. And one afternoon, I found a nice tomato. Well, it must have been about the size of a tennis ball, but it was nice and ripe. And I took that back into 465 B Avenue backyard and put it on the edge of the table that I had made there. And took out into the garden to do a little playing around. And when I came back, when I was going back in the house, that tomato was gone. So I went over to the corner of the lawn where she usually ate, and here was the residue of it. So she had taken it off the table over there and ate it. So the next night when I came home, I told her no. And next night when I came home, I picked a tomato off of the vine and took it back and put it on that table, and I told her no. And went back out into the garden, and when I got ready to go back in the house, that tomato was still right there on that table. She was a good gal. She was pretty calm. One time, your mother was out there in the garden, and I don't remember.